Previously on Thomas and the Bible, we continue with Jeremiah as he drivels on and on about how bad the sons of Israel are. He again prophesies about judgment of them and the heathen. He reiterates all of the bad things that they did that they totally deserve to die for, like burning incense to the other gods that are admitted to exist. With a Thomas Yawn count of, surprisingly, zero.
All right, thanks, Harley, for that intro that I may or may not have heard. I don't actually know. Harley sent me one, but it's in a file format that I can't open. So I emailed him back, and we'll see if during the time I'm recording this, if he's awake. I think the time zone might make that a little tough, but if he replies, then you will have just heard an intro, because I'll stick it in afterwards. But if he doesn't reply, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what you've just heard, but you know. So why don't you tell me? Why doesn't somebody email me and tell me whether or not I put in an intro in there? Come on. Give me the info. All right. I should probably open the book. And by book, I mean the internet machine. The internet contraption. And go to Jeremiah. And we're on, we're going to read 13 through 17. Oh, God. Okay. All right. people thought I sounded a little different last episode. I don't know what that's about, really. I felt the same. I don't know why. Maybe it's more audio stuff. Speaking of audio stuff, announcement. I'm giving up. I quit. I quit the podcasting business. I'm out. If anyone needs thousands of dollars worth of gear that's not working right, talk to me, because I can sell you some gear that should on paper be great. No, I'm getting rid of it. I'm done. I'm redoing my setup with the help of Mr. Bang's Naughty Bits, who you may know if you listen to Atheistically Speaking. Michael, his actual name is Michael Naughty Bits. with his help, very generous help, I'm just gonna get some new things and just be done, because I don't think it happened yet recording, but as I was preparing to record, there was an audio dropout. It's just bad. I'm just done with it. I'm done with support. I call support. They make me do a bunch of crap that's not going to do anything. It never, you know, it's like, that's not, whatever you're trying to get me to do, they're like, oh, try a GarageBand. It's like, that's not it. I don't have time to sit there in GarageBand forever and like see if maybe a dropout will happen, because I don't know if it's like, if I can get all my, you know, routing set up that I do, maybe the problem somewhere in there, like, but anyway, long story short, I'm done. I'm just spending more money, essentially. So if you'd like to support the show, it will help a lot. Go to patreon.com/tnthebe, because I'm spending even more money on gear but this time I'm just done. I'm recording. I'm getting a digital recorder that should be completely stable. It's not, I'm just bypassing the computer, and then I can plug in those tracks into the computer afterward. And that'll mean that no stupid software bug or Mac driver error is, you know, nothing is going to get in my way of a good show. That's the goal, except me bumping the microphone as I am wont to do. Okay, so if you'd like to help support yet another $1 billion I'm dropping into more gear, as Bangs already has, because he's great. But if you'd like to be like Bangs, jump on that Patreon. And to all who are already on Patreon, thanks so much. This is where that helps when I have to buy new gear. Okay, Jeremiah 13. No idea what's happening. We'll just go with it. I would have known had I heard Harley's intro, but no idea. And also, keeping in mind, the World Series Game 7 is on right now as we speak. You all will... Again, that's another thing you could tell me. If you could tell me, while you're telling me whether or not Harley made an intro or resubmitted the file, go ahead and tell me who won the World Series, and then I can bet on it and then make a lot of money. So, Yeah, no, 3-2 San Francisco. That'll put a little time stamp on this thing. So that's annoying. I'm kind of keeping an eye on it, but I got a Bible to read. And then I have more recording to do. So I'm not watching any of this thing. All right, thus saith the Lord unto me, go and get thee a linen girdle, and put it upon thy loins, and put it not in water. So I got a girdle according to the word of the Lord, and put it on my loins. And the word of the Lord came unto me a second time, saying, take the girdle thou hast got, which is upon thy loins, as you'll remember, and arise. Go to Euphrates and hide it there in the hole of a rock. I like where this is going. This sounds like it's going to be something more interesting to make fun of than whatever happened the last few episodes. So he's following whoever this is. It just says I don't know who this is. Maybe we're to assume it's Jeremiah, I guess. But he's giving Jeremiah some very odd commandments. So this is fun. I read that. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates as the Lord commanded me. And it came to pass after many days that the Lord said unto me, arise, go to Euphrates and take the girdle from hence, which I commanded thee to hide there. The guy's like, God, again, why'd you have me put it there in the first place? Like, make up your mind. What does it matter where I put this girdle? And then I went to Euphrates and digged and took the girdle from the place where I hid it. And behold, the girdle was marred. It was profitable for nothing. And then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah. And the great pride of Jerusalem. This book is so funny sometimes. You think it's going to say anything? Oh, there's a nice audio dropout. So next week's episode, mark my words. No more dropouts. It's over. It's over. So that's the end. But anyway, what I was saying about this terrible book is that it's hilarious. Like it had me there. It really did. I thought like, oh, this is a story. Maybe it's going to go somewhere. Like maybe, you know, oh, it's fucking computer sound. Forget I said that. Okay. I'm all discombobulated because of my terrible audio was. But it's like, I thought that story was going to go somewhere. Like, oh, he's taking out a girdle. Like, is this going to be some sort of prophecy or lesson or whatever? And it's nothing. It's the same thing we've heard time and time again. He because all we've heard over and over is like, oh, you better be careful. You know, Jews, I'm going to do some things, you know, because you're bad. You are some bad Jews. I'm gonna do that's been essentially the last 100 pages. I don't know, maybe more hours of reading has just essentially been, oh, you mark my words, you guys. Oh, yeah. He's like kind of guys doing the like shaking his fist like, oh, why I oughta with you Jews. That's like, that's it. That's the entire book. And then he starts, this weird series of commands. Put on this girdle. Yeah, put it on. See that girdle? Mm-hmm. Yeah, put it on. Okay, I will. You're God. You're all-powerful God. I'm sure you're going somewhere with this. So, okay, I'll put it on. And he's like, yeah. And then he comes back a day later. He's like, hey, you know, remember that girdle I had you put on? Mm-hmm. Yeah, still got it on. Oh, you do. Take it off. Okay. Takes it off. And then again, you and I and everybody's thinking like, where is this going? This is interesting. It's at least not what we've heard a million times. And then he tells him to go just hide it in mud. And he's like, okay, I guess I'll go hide my girdle in some mud. You are the Lord. And then like a day later, the Lord tells him to go get it. And he's like, Lord, my girdle's ruined. It's all muddy. And the Lord says, see that? Yeah, that muddy girdle? Yeah, that's what's going to happen to the Jews. Like, oh my God, all of that was just for that? That's it? All this girdle thing, this weird like journey you took me on over several days, this is the end of it? Like, the Jews are going to be like this? That's your big thing, huh, God? That's your big, you know, punchline to that. That's your big finishing number there. So terrible. Anyway, This evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart and walk after other gods and to serve them, to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing. Oh, God, that is so funny. I bet the guy was like, yeah, could you have told me that in a way that didn't end up with me ruining perfectly good clothing? Like, how about just say, like, hey, see that tree? And then just, like, bam, like lightning. Yeah, that's going to be the Jews. And then that would have worked, and I'd still have me a girdle. That was my finest girdle. You know, what am I going to go out on the town with this weekend? That's my only girdle that was clean. It's my only clean girdle. The other ones are in the laundry. For as the girdle cleaveth to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, saith the Lord, that they might be unto me for a people and for a name and for a praise and for a glory, but they would not hear. Therefore thou shalt speak unto them this word. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, every bottle shall be filled with wine, and they shall say unto thee, do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? And you'll say to them, what did you just say? Then thou shalt say to them, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests and the prophets and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness, and I will dash them one against another. This sounds fun, actually. Okay, so far I'm with him. This is a good idea. So he's, you know, everyone's getting drunk. So, I mean, win-win, that's obviously. And then he's dashing people against each other. So I'm thinking that's just kind of a good, you know, a good party, like a dance floor, you know. Everybody's kind of, not quite a mosh pit, but just, you know, like a excited kind of, oh, yeah, bumping into each other. You know, sounds cool, right? Sounds pretty cool to me. Even the fathers and the sons together. Okay, you're getting some weird territory there, God. Okay. But I was not there. Sorry, God, no one. Okay. Let's get through it. It's getting in some weird territory with the fathers and the sons. But yeah, it's okay. Maybe it's just perfectly platonic, you know, dashing against one another. I will not pity nor spare nor have mercy, but destroy them. Destroy them? Oh, okay. That's where he loses me. Hear ye and give ye ear. Be not proud, for the Lord hath spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while ye look for light, he turn it into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eye shall weep sore and run down with tears because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Say unto the king and to the queen, humble yourself, sit down, for your principality shall come down, even the crown of your glory. The cities of the south shall be shut up, and none shall open them. Judah shall be carried away captive, all of it, and shall be wholly carried away captive. Lift up your eyes and behold them that come from the north. Where is the flock that was given thee, thy beautiful flock? What wilt thou say when he punished thee? For thou hast taught them to be captains, and as chief over thee. Shall not sorrows take thee as a woman in travail? And if thou say in thine heart, wherefore come these things upon me? For the greatness of thine iniquity are thy skirts discovered, and thy heels made bare. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Isn't that a famous line? I mean, I don't think they normally say the Ethiopian part, but I think they just say, like, can the, you know, the leopard change his spot? Well, maybe they do. I don't know. It's probably not very sensitive, you know. It's probably frowned upon to say, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Just say, does the Pope shit in the woods? And then you're fine. Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. Therefore will I scatter them as the stubble that passeth away by the wind of the wilderness. This is thy lot, the portion of thy measures from me, saith the Lord, because thou hast forgotten me, and trusted in falsehood. Therefore will I discover thy skirts upon thy face, that thy shame may appear. I have seen thine adulteries, and thy neighings, and the... and the lewdness of thy whoredom. I can't really do the the like whistling part of it, like, I don't know. It doesn't sound right. Thine abominations on the hills of the fields. Woe unto thee, O Jerusalem, wilt thou not be made clean? When shall it once be? All right, well, that was 13. We're on to 14 here. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the... Trying to keep a tiny eye on the game, but the advertisements on the stupid webpage are so distracting. They might as well be coming out and, like, hitting me in the face. I can't even... Oh, man, web ads these days. Didn't take long. That was the first... Like, once the you know, the internet started getting more capable with, like, animation and all... Back when it was just like, oh, you have a bright yellow page of, like, really badly colored... You know, web page, it was like black with like white text. And then that was a whole page that you would go on. Younger listeners, you may not remember this because I'm getting to the ripe old age of somewhere near 30, I think. And advertisements, first of all, didn't exist. That's going to be a weird one. Oh, I just thought of that. We can tell our kids, people who are my age, like, you know, in whenever I have kids, I don't know, 5-10 years. I remember a time when, well, first off, I obviously remember a time when there wasn't internet, but that's too easy. That they won't even, they'll be like, what are you even talking about? There's no way. Then I'll be like, yeah, there used to be no advertisements on the internet. It was just this weird place you can go and read some stuff. And that was about it. Like in like post stuff that who knows if anyone saw, and you could make your own website. That was terrible. It took a while before there was advertisements and people were like, what are these? These are, and the first advertisements were all like just bullshit. I mean, they still kind of are, but now it's like you have major advertisers doing stuff. So it's interesting. Anyway, the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the dearth. Judah mourneth and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground and the cry of Jerusalem is gone up and their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the pits and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded and covered their heads. Because the ground is chapped, for there is no rain in the earth, the plowmen were ashamed. They covered their heads. Yea, the hind also calved in the field and forsook it because there was no grass. And they're like, hey man, you got any grass? Got any grass? They're like, no, no grass. Ash. Okay. I guess I have to calved. Calve? I don't know. The hind also calved in the field and forsook it. I don't know what that means. Maybe it means they like walked around, like using your calves. I don't know. And the wild asses did stand in the high places. They snuffed up the wind like dragons. Their eyes did fail because there was no grass. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake, for our backslidings are many. We have sinned against thee. O, the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble. Why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Why shouldest thou be as a man astonied, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. Thus saith the Lord unto this people, thus have they loved to wander. They have not refrained their feet, therefore the Lord doth not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. Thus said the Lord unto me, pray not for this people for their good. I really fast. Just singing. That wasn't yawning. I was just singing. Really that's just my singing voice. That's just my lovely. And when they fast, I will not hear their cry. So that's all it was. It's not a yawn. Don't count that, Harley, if you're listening. Don't, you know, not a yawn. Try to play off every yawn. No, that's just, you know, the spirit took me and I saw fit to carry my voice up. Bumgardner's pitching. Holy crap. That's interesting. That dude is unbeatable. So we'll see how that goes. Keep an eye. I'm sure you need my live, not live updates. You guys need my total not live updates at all on the game. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and an oblation, I will No, don't do it. Just thinking. Okay. I will not accept them, but I will consume them. I really didn't get sleep last night, so that my yawn count, I'm trying to fight it, but sorry about that. But I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. Oh, guys, if you're not sure what's happening, I'm going to let you know that the Lord character that we've met a few times in this novel, the Lord character is saying that there's going to be a problem, that the Israelites or the whoever, let me see, you know, who are we talking about? Just the people, you know, the Jews. I don't know if they're technically Israelites right now because they're not, you know, they're like split up or whatever. There's going to be trouble. Mark my words, there's going to be trouble. That's what we've got in this book. That's all that's happening. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, You shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Then the Lord said unto me, The prophet's prophecy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them. Oh, this is awesome. The prophet's end of the music. Okay, so what just happened is I'm pretty sure the Lord is doing his usual spiel, which is essentially like, you know, you're all going to die. I'm going to punish you, blah, blah, blah. It's the same crap you hear every 5 seconds. And then the guy, whoever he's talking to, Jeremiah or somebody, is like, well, but there's these prophets. And they said, like, yeah, everything's cool. You know, it's going to be good. That's what they said. And then the Lord's like, What's that? What'd they say? They said, everything's going to be good. They said everything's going to be good. Well, clearly those weren't my prophets. Those are false prophets. It's like, yeah, if they prophesied anything good, then naturally that's not, you know, the Lord didn't send them. I don't know who those people are. That's really funny. Neither have I commanded them, neither spake I to them. They prophesy unto you. I was just singing, not yawning, I promise. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of naught and a deceit of their heart. Therefore, thus, and you know how you can tell it wasn't hell and brimstone, fire and brimstone. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. Yeah, those prophets are on my shit list now that they dared to suggest that maybe you wouldn't be killed. The knife. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Therefore thou shalt say this word unto them, Let mine eyes run down with tears, day and night, night and day. And let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous blow. If I go forth into the field, and behold the slain with the sword, if I enter into the city, then behold them that are sick with famine. Yea, both the prophet and the priest go about to a land that they know not. So everyone's screwed, pretty much. That's what's happening right now. Hast thou utterly rejected Judah? Hath thy soul lothed? Okay, there's no A. Lothed Zion. Why hast thou smitten us? And is there no healing for us? We looked for peace, and there is no good. And for the time of healing, behold, trouble. We acknowledge, O Lord, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against thee. Do not abhor us for thy name's sake. Do not disgrace for his name's sake. Is that someone else named God? Like, come on, look at your son here. Gaddy Godson. Godford. It's your namesake. Come on, man. Don't kill him. Do not disgrace the throne of... No, I think it means for your name's sake. Like, literally. Like, for your name. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. Are there among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain, or can the heavens give the showers? Art not thou he, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. Okay, we are on to fitting. Fitting. Then said the Lord unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto thee, whither shall we go? Whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them, thus saith the Lord, such as are for death to death, and such as are for the sword to the sword, and such as for the famine to the famine, and such as are for the captivity. Guess what, guys? Any guesses? Huh? Anyone? To the captivity. That was the correct answer that no one got, actually. Burp, burp, burp. No one got it. And I will appoint over them four kinds, saith the Lord, the sword to slay, and the dog to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. And I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. For who shall have pity on thee, O Jerusalem, or who shall bemoan thee, or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest? Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord, thou art gone backward. Therefore will I stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land, and I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men a spoiler at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and terrors upon the city. She that hath borne seven languisheth. She hath given up the ghost. Her son is gone down while it was yet day. She, oh, wow. She hath been, that's just the tuberculosis. Sorry about that. Kicks in every now and again. She hath been ashamed and confounded, and the residue of them will I deliver to the sword before their enemies, saith the Lord. Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. The Lord said, verily it shall be well, verily we roll along. Verily it shall be well with thy remnant, verily will I cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil, in the time of affliction. Shall iron break the northern iron and steel and the steel? What? Shall iron break the northern iron and the steel? Sounds like a Game of Thrones line or something. I don't know what that means. We at the wall, the giant ice wall, whatever the hell. The northern iron. So they are we going to pay the iron price? Are we? What are we talking here? Thy substance and thy treasures will I give to the spoil without price, and that for all the sins, even in all thy borders. And I will make thee to pass with thine enemies into a land which thou knowest not, for a fire is kindled in mine anger, which shall burn upon you. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me, and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand. For thou hast filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuseth to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar, and as waters that fail? Therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then I will bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vile, can't help it. It seriously says, if thou take forth the precious from the vile, the precious, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brassen wall, and they shall fight against thee. But they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee to save thee and deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible, So interesting. I don't know what that means, because I thought, here I thought we were all, you know, the Lord was down on the whole humans thing, or at least Israelites. The word of the Lord came also unto me, saying, yeah, okay. How do people really take this seriously? I would give any amount of money that I would ever have just to be a fly on the wall in the desert, on a desert wall. When this was going on, I mean, did people take this seriously, or is this, I have a suspicion that while this religion, you know, I'm sure existed and had followers, I wonder how much of this was just like, let's write this, you know, let's write all that. And there's no one gave a shit. Like, what if this was just one guy's book that he wrote and just like no one even read it? And then, you know, it's discovered years later and it becomes the foundation for, Judaism or something. It's just like, because could you really take a guy seriously when he's like sitting there, so there's this all-powerful God, right? And, you know, he told me some things. Now, let me tell you what he said last night in a dream for about a day. I'm just going to tell you like a billion things he said. Would they really, first off, no one can remember that many things. But like, I don't know, could, after, like I've said, hours of just threats, you know, like, you know, prophecy of how everyone's going to die and it's all, you know, could, after you hear him say, like, the word of the Lord came unto me also saying, you're just like, oh God, still, really? I mean, I can't listen to this anymore. You know, I wonder. So I wonder if just some guy just wrote it all down and then people later were like, oh, look at this. This looks interesting. Thou shalt not take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons or daughters in this place. For thus saith the Lord concerning the sons and concerning the daughters that are born in this place and concerning their mothers that bear them and concerning their fathers that begat them in this land. They shall die of grievous deaths. Oh, that's nice. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as dung upon the face of the earth. Well, dung gets buried, and actually for fertilizer. It's probably... And they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their carcasses shall be reposed in heaven. And just singing, doing some singing. Sound pretty good. Me, 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 me. And for the beasts of the earth. For thus saith the Lord, enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament nor bemoan them. For I have taken away my peace from this people, saith the Lord, even loving kindness and mercies. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, nor cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Neither shall men tear themselves for them in mourning, to comfort them for the dead. Neither shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father, for their mother. Thou shalt not also go into the house of feasting, to sit with them to eat and drink. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt shew this people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore hath the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Then shalt thou say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith the Lord, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law, and ye have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Look, if they need like a sign, you know, like at a power plant. I don't think these signs really exist, but it, actually, okay. Let me just say what it is. The signs where they, you know, it's like X days since an accident or whatever. Do those really exist? Is that, because that's setting a low bar. Like, is that something you'd celebrate? Like, well, 100 days since someone died at the workplace. Those don't really exist, right? It's just some Simpsons gag. But anyway, they need one of those non-existent signs for like days since the Lord, you know, threatened us with death and like a ill prophecy and all this. Actually, that wouldn't work because it would be zero just perpetually. It would always be zero. But maybe if they had like, you know, days since God's prophecy actually came true, And it would be like as many days as they've been doing the sign. That's how many days it would be. Because it just never happens. I mean, they really need to track these things. Like, no, nothing, none of this happens. Then, I think I read that, but who knows? It's hard to say what I've read and what I haven't read. I really don't know. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers. And there shall ye serve other gods day and night, where I will not shew you favor. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, and it shall be no more said, the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of the north, and for king of the north, and from all the lands whither he hath driven them. And I will bring them again unto their land that I gave unto their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, from every hill, and out of the holes of the rocks. For mine eyes are upon all the ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled mine inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge, in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and there are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. Hi, my name's the Lord. Nice to meet you. And oh, cool. Looks like I just got Harley's intro. So you're in luck. So spoiler alert, you heard an intro in the beginning of the show. All right, 17. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. And seriously, this is like major Game of Thrones stuff going on here. The pen of iron and the point of a diamond. Well, not really that. It is graven upon the table of their heart and among and upon the horns of your altars, while their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. Oh, oops, sorry, the music is about to cue in and I'm just not done. I'm just not finished. And thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land, which thou knowest not, for ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn for ever. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of the drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Lord search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at the end shall be a fool. Okay, alert. That was not a bad line. Let's go over that again, just because it's rare. It's very rare. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. Now that's a nice thought. So like if you come by riches sort of unjustly, or you don't earn it, you're going to, you know, you'll lose it all and then you'll be a fool. It's a nice thought. Too bad that that's not actually true. That's not at all what happens usually. But that's a nice thought. A glorious high throne. If only a single of these prophecies came true and it was that one, that would be pretty cool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. And they, that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of the living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Be not a terror unto me, thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let me not be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let me not be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with a double destruction. Is that like double secret probation? Double destruction? I think destruction is pretty good. That right there, I mean, if something is destroyed, it's like, yeah, but how many times? No, one's pretty good. One time being destroyed, once around, once over, should be pretty good. Thus saith the Lord unto me, go stand in the gate of the secret. Of the secret? What? Go. Where did I get that word? That's not anywhere near what I was reading. Wow, brain malfunction. Go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by the which they go out, and all the gates of Jerusalem. And say unto them, hear ye the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter by these gates. Thus saith the Lord, take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do ye any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not. Oh, what do you know, guys? What do you know? Somebody's doing something wrong. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their necks stiff, that they might not hear, nor receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day to do no work therein, then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And this city shall remain forever. But and they shall come from the cities of Judah and from the places about Jerusalem and from the land of Benjamin and from the plain and from the mountains and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices and meat offerings and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of the Lord. But if ye will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and shall not be quenched. All right, well, we're finally done. That was really boring. All right, so how much more Jeremiah do we have? I'm guessing it's quite a bit. Let's see, we're on Jeremiah 17, and it goes to, I don't know, 7 billion, maybe? It goes to 52. So when do we get to the New Testament? It's got to be soon. We're already, if I look at my spreadsheet here, give you some facts and figures, we're 61.15% done with the book. And we're still not there. All right, I got to check this because this never ceases to amaze me how the New Testament actually doesn't exist. It really doesn't. It's like no part of the Bible. It's like, let's see. The Lamentations of Jeremiah. Is that, where's the Isaiah? Oh, I already read that. That's not even close. Yeah, we're not, oh my God, this is a joke. Hosea. Okay, Matthew. Is that the first one? New Testament. Okay, guys, you want to know? I've probably done this before, but if you want to know the New Testament, when we get to the New Testament, let me scroll down, scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. Oh my God. When we get to the New Testament, we will literally be 76% done with the Bible. That's staggering. I can't even, I thought it was like 60-40. It's 76-24. 76% by wording or by, you know, page number of this effing terrible book is the Old Testament that people say like, that doesn't count. Doesn't even matter. 76%. Can you believe that? 24%. By the time we get to the New Testament, it'll just be 24% of the book left. That's just, it's insane. God, I can't even wrap my head around that. So that'll be about 60 episodes of New Testament and then we'll have done 200, roughly speaking, but like 198 or so of Old Testament. Just, wow. What I don't know. How do people take this seriously? All right. Well, as usual, I should thank my patrons, I don't have them up, but no matter. Let's just solve that problem right now. So if you'd like to be one of my patrons that I thank so kindly here at the end, sign on to patreon.com/TandTheB, all one word. And I really appreciate it. Like I said, I'm redoing my recording. There will be no more dropouts. They're driving me crazy. I don't even care how much money I have to throw at the problem. I'm so sick of it. I just want a professional sounding thing. Now, I'm never going to sound professional, but I'm never going to be professional, but I want the audio to sound professional. So John P, as usual, thank you so much for your kind patronage. Daryl Keys, thank you almost as much. Charles Bangwiener, James Rohr, John Bodley, Katie, who knows what your name is? I'll just make something up. I'll be about as close as I was. Katie Quiznos, Tom Chamber, Marcel, Jeremy Sharp, Brian Gerford, Lee Primesberger, David Vander Vlies, Travis Peterson. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are the best. I love it. I really appreciate it. I can't tell you how much. I will try every time to tell you how much I appreciate it. And we'll see. Maybe I'll succeed one day. All right. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week.